Case, what was this like for you to go 2-0 as a Texans starter? And, I mean, we're here last week talking about the bow, and it's unbelievable. And then you walk off the field, and at the same time, the season's over.
Yeah, it's still pretty surreal, man. You know, I really can't put it into words. It's been a really special 2 weeks. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I know we're not in the playoffs right now, but you know, we did what we can control today, and that was go out and win the football game. Defense played incredible again. I think I don't know how many points off turnovers, probably all 14 of them. I think definitely mistakes that I need to make better decisions on, but. You know, defense came through there in the end. We made plays when we needed to on offense. You know, Dre, another great day for him. Love throwing him the football. So missed one too. But offensive line did a great job. We ran the ball really well. You know, with Arian and then, you know, when Grimes and Blue came in. So, but the defense, man, it's a lot of fun to sit over there and watch them play, especially in our house when, you know, the fans are going crazy like they always do.
Case, you talk so often over here. You talk so often about wearing the Houston on your jersey, and then the Texans as well. What does it mean you come in here and get back-to-back wins, your first two wins as a starter in this building?
It means a lot. It means a tremendous amount to me, especially my whole family. You know, it's exactly like you said. I've worn Houston on the front of my jersey for a long time, and each time I go out, I know that you know, I don't take it lightly. That, you know, each time I go out to compete, no matter what it's for, if it's for the playoffs, if it's for not playoffs, if it's whatever it's for, I'm going to go out and do my absolute best. You know, and you know, am I going to play my best all the time? You know, I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to compete. I love to compete. I think I'm called to compete and be my best, and you know, in that, making sure that I don't really point to the name of the back of my jersey. You know, I try to you know, give credit where credit's due, but you know, make sure all the glory goes to God, and that's most important for me.
Ryan Pickett said after the game, and some of the players sort of that kind of encapsulated their feelings, that he'd never felt this bad after a win. some thoughts about that.
You know, I haven't sat down and thought about it yet. I didn't even know. I had to ask somebody walking in the tunnel if we'd made the playoffs or not. So, you know, I didn't even know what was going on or, you know, how close we came even, just hearing from guys talk. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy it. I know how hard it is to win, and I'm enjoying this win.
Hey, Case, from the moment you finished your college career at U of H and left the field there, the Cotton Bowl, there have been nothing but questions about where you fit in the NFL, and you've been a fringe player, so to speak, in that time. What do you think you've showed these last 2 weeks, and where do you believe you belong in the NFL going forward?
You know, I believe the same thing I've always believed, you know, that I can play in this level and succeed. Was I perfect today? No. You know, it's part of being quarterback, I think, is bouncing back from, you know, bad decisions. And, you know, I think learning from those decisions, though, and not making the same mistakes. You know, ball security, obviously that's number one in this league at this level. Any level you play football at, but especially for a quarterback, that's, you know, that ball, you know, the ball to hop, you got to put that in front of him. And, you know, I think, you know, we were in the right play, had the right play called and, you know, checked, and, you know, hop's running a good route, just got to put the ball in front of him. And then, you know, the sack, just got to be careful. Got to have, you know the situation, know, you know, even sometimes when it's best to just get down, you know, not make a bad play worse.
Case, after last year in 0-8, Bill talked about that you're 2-0 now this year as a Texans starting quarterback. Do you feel a little personally redeemed just that you got this shot? You know, it's a rough situation. You're able to lead this team to back-to-back wins at the end of the year.
I don't know if I would say, you know, redeemed is the right word. Just I'm thrilled that, you know, I mean, we won two games in a row there to end the season off. So, you know, how bad last year felt after a lot of those, it makes winning that much more sweet. And it's pretty sweet, even, you know, even not being in the playoffs, it's still pretty sweet. I know how hard it is to win in this league, so it means a lot to me.
Case, Bill was very complimentary of you the last 2 weeks, especially today after the game, all that you accomplished. Do you think you did enough to convince him to be back here?
You know, I don't know. You know, that's not for me to say. You know, I really enjoyed playing, and you know, for him and Coach Gatsy and you know, this in this system. I really did like it. I thought the game plan was phenomenal both weeks, and I thought they did a really good job of getting me prepared to play. So, you know, I don't know, you know, any more than that. You have to ask him.